show-and-tell conference. It was fun to find out who the new apostles are. I like standing up with everyone to sustain our new prophet. Maddie W., age 9, Ohio, USA.
During conference, I feel something very strong in my heart. It is the Holy Spirit. Andre, age 6, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
I like Sister Aborto's talk about butterflies and how it's like the traveling back to heaven. Annie P., age 6, Leinster, Ireland.
Even though it's hard for me to sit still, I love to hear the prophet speak. Talmadge R., age 6, Georgia, USA.
The Mukotone family, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, watched some of conference on a cell phone. Because of the time difference between Utah and Tanzania, they usually watch the entire conference a week later at church.
My favorite part about conference was when Elder Gong talked about how he used to put his kids to bed and sing his funny song. Nate H., age 9, Alberta, Canada.
Sustaining a prophet in general conference is such an opportunity and privilege. No matter where you are, it is still a privilege. Christina K., age 10, New South Wales, Australia.
Primary children in Maharashtra, India, are excited a temple will be built in their country. Jason S., age 10, said, "It is very precious to have a house of God. Now, going to the temple will be much easier." Joel S., age 8, said, "I have never seen a temple. I want to live close to the temple so I can see it every day." Abel A., age 8, said, "He and his family prayed for a temple to be built in India. They want to visit the temple every holiday."
I love General Conference. Everyone is always happy and smiling. Makes me happy too. Serenity V., age 8, Eastern Cape, South Africa.
Jared D., age 11, Idaho, USA, and Lucy B., age 11, New Mexico, USA, both built temples while listening to General Conference. Other contributors to Show and Tell: Emma S., age 7, Illinois, USA. Elder Holland, by Isaac M., age 11, Virginia, USA. India L., age 8, California, USA. AVG, age 10, Utah, USA. End of Show and Tell Conference, read by Enzo and Chloe Patello.